hard time. And I'm sure many of you are aware that this week will be Mental Health Week. And it's a week across the country that we remember those who are struggling, remember those who are finding it really tough, especially with their mental health. And I don't need to be a genius to know, a lot of you guys are struggling. I've had a lot of conversations with people the last couple of weeks, and guys have just been sharing with me about how much they're finding things hard. And I just want to share just for a couple minutes tonight just about this. And I want to share a little bit about my story as well. I thought it was really important tonight to do this. Because some of you, you're feeling the pressure. You're living in a small fat house and you've got your kids living with you. And as much as you try and be positive about the fact that your kids are with you, your kids can get a little bit annoying sometimes. And it can really bring you down, especially when you're trying to do everything. You're trying to be teacher, mum, dad, friend, everything. And it can really pressure you. For some of you, you're just desperate for human contact. I know some of you guys are really struggling. Saw on Facebook earlier, someone saying, you just need a hug. See, I'm not one of those people. I'm okay. The less hugs I have, the better I feel. So I'm okay. But some of you guys, you really need some hugs. And you just need some, you just want someone to tell you it's going to be okay. But others of you, you're stuck in the house and you're thinking, when is this going to end? Or when is the end going to come? For others of you, you're worried about your job. You're thinking, am I going to have a job at the end of this? For others of you, you're worried about your money, your financial situation. How's this going to turn out in the end? For others of you, you're just worried about everything and how we're going to come out of lockdown. Some of you are worried that for your friends and family, some are even worried that they're never going to see their friends and family again. Because your family other side of the world, and when are you going to see your loved ones? And these pressures can build up and up and up. And it's great when the Bible says, don't be, don't fear, do not fear, do not fear, do not fear. But I tell you what, it's like someone telling you not to be scared. It's like someone telling you not to panic. What's the first thing you do? You start panicking even more and more and more and more. And it gets tougher and it gets tougher and it gets tougher. And I was just drawn to Psalm 55. And it's one of my favorite Psalms in the Bible. And it's a really raw psalm. I love the psalms because I find the psalmists are so often so raw about what they're going through and how they're feeling. And this is what it says in Psalm 55, verses 1 to 7. It says, listen to my prayer, O God. Do not ignore my plea. Hear me and answer me. My thoughts trouble me and I'm distraught. Because of what my enemies are saying and because of the threats of the wicked. For they bring down suffering on me and assail me in their anger. My heart is in anguish within me. The terrors of death have fallen on me. Fear and trembling have beset me. Horrors have overwhelmed me. And I said, oh, that I would have the wings of a dove, that I would fly away and be at rest. I would flee far away and stay away in the desert. You know, some of this is so true for many of us, especially in our settings at the moment. When in verse 2, when he says, my thoughts trouble me, I'm distraught. And I'm not going to get you to raise your hands if your thoughts are troubling you, but I'm guessing there's a lot of guys here whose thoughts are, and ladies whose thoughts are troubling them. And it's David is just so honest here. If your situation is hopeless, he's struggling, everything is going against him, he's depressed, he's really struggling, but he has a little bit of hope. And that little bit of hope is found in verse 16 and verse 22 when he says this, as for me, I call out to God and the Lord saves me. Cast your cares on the Lord and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. So I'll read that again. It says, as for me, I call to God and the Lord saves me. Cast your cares to the Lord and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. And guys, I just want to share a little bit about my story. About 3 or 4 years ago, I got to a place where I felt like David. I got to a place when I was distraught. It was a really, really dark place. I don't think some of you would have been talking to me and you wouldn't have realized how dark a place that I actually was in. And I felt really, really challenging. And at the time, everything was going well. You know, our church had never been as big as it had been at that period of time. Things were going brilliantly on the surface. I was just really doing well. People were asking me some advice about certain ministry things. And yeah, I was just like, yeah, this is, I was almost like living the dream as a young pastor. But I suddenly, depression got hold of me. And suddenly thoughts got hold of me. And I was absolutely, became absolutely broken. I literally nosedived from being in a place where I was brilliant and on top of the world to being a place where the darkest place I've ever been. And it was just like nothing seemed to have caused it. A few little things happened, but I just went down and down and down, and everything just suddenly felt out of control. And I remember lying on my sofa in a certain place at a certain day, and I just remember just crying to God. And I felt like David, I just wanted to disappear. I wanted to fly away somewhere that was far away from absolutely everybody and everything. I just wanted to disappear. I felt so overwhelmed by what I was going through. And I just, there didn't seem to be a way out. I just seemed to struggle and struggle and struggle. Now, I'm a good lad and I just didn't want to tell anyone about it. In fact, I was just brought up with a stoic, you keep going. Hey, it's all right. Just keep tagging on. And I didn't want to show emotion. I got a little bit, I got quite hard. And I remember crying out to God just for help. And I was just, please help me. And all I'm going to say is thank goodness for my family, because my family is what kept me going in those really tough times. My family is what pushed me on when everything else was against me. And I remember I was supposed to go off to this conference. And that morning, my wife left for work, and she actually met, I was supposed to go to the conference, drop the kids off and go. And she actually sent me a message. And she said, the message was, have you actually made it to the conference? And I was like, yeah, I have made it. And she honestly thought, she knew I was so low, she didn't think I was going to make it. And at the conference, I was just like, God, I'm desperate for you. God, I need you. And I remember sitting in the back of the room at the meeting because I wanted to be away from absolutely anybody. I sat in the darkest point right at the back, right in the back row where no one could see me. Remember someone saying you shouldn't be sitting there? And if it wasn't a pastor, I would have might have said something a bit non-Christian to them, because I wanted to hide. I didn't want to be with anyone. And as the guy spoke, the guy on the stage, he then said, I've got a word for somebody tonight. And that word just described where I was at. And it was God saying, Jim, I know what you're going through. And you know what my response was? My response should have been, amen, hallelujah, God understands me. My response was, so what, God? I don't care. You know, I was in such a bad place that I asked God to help me. But when God was there to help me, I almost rejected him. And I went back to my hotel room that afternoon. And I just sat there lying down, feeling so low. And I remember just having to make the decision of God just saying to me, Jim, you need to pick yourself up. You need to just keep going. I'm with you. It's not going to be easy, but you need to just keep going. And you're going to get to the other side. And it was tough. And I really didn't want to just keep plodding on. I was ready just to give up. I don't know what I wanted to do or anything else. I was fed up. I was so low. And God really felt God saying to me, the sun will shine again. And I remember the exact place where I was when I felt those words. You know, and slowly over the next year, I got myself back to the place where I was before. I got myself back to a healthy and mental place. But it was really, really tough on that journey to get there. And I just want to share three very quick mistakes that I make really quickly. The first mistake was this. When I started to struggle, the first thing I did was I isolated myself. I didn't tell anyone how I was feeling. I didn't even tell my wife how I was feeling. She knew I was struggling, but I wouldn't admit there was an issue. And that just made it worse. If you're struggling, your mental health is struggling, you need people. You need people. Number two, the next thing I did was I kept telling myself that I was stupid for feeling this way. I kept saying, Jim, you're an idiot. Everything is going really well for you. What are you complaining about? You've got a great family, great church, great life, great friends. What is going on with you? But it just kept going further and further and further down. And I had to really just realize that I wasn't weak. I wasn't stupid. I just needed help. And the last mistake that I made was I underestimated how great God was and how much he thought about me. You know, I didn't think that God really cared about me that too much the time to bother about me. I felt that low about myself. I didn't want to bother my friends and my family with what I was feeling and what I was going through. And after I came through it, some of my friends said to me, Jim, why didn't you tell me? And I thought, well, I didn't think that I mattered that much to you. And they said, Jim, you did. You know, God brought David through in that passage from Psalm 55. God brought me through. When you're at your lowest ebb and feeling depressed, God can bring you through as well. And he wants to bring you through. He loves you. He cares for you. You know, we as a church, we love you and we care for you as well. And I want to encourage you today, if you're feeling helpless, if you're struggling, we want to pray for you. We want to love you. I want to love you. I want to pray for you guys. And if you're feeling that way, please don't make the same mistakes I made. Please don't struggle alone. Please don't think that you shouldn't be feeling this way, because it's a reaction in your body. It's how you're feeling. And please don't underestimate how much we care for you and how much God cares for you. You are not alone in this. God is with you. And I just want to finish with what David said in verse 16. He says, "As for me, I call to God and the Lord saves me." David made a decision to call to God and God saved him. Tonight, I want to encourage you, make a decision to call to God. Make a decision to reach out. Make a decision to reach out, because you are not alone. God is with you.